Chapter 36. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, came up against all the fortified cities of Judah and captured them. The king of Assyria then sent the Rabshakeh with a vast army from Lachish to King Hezekiah in Jerusalem. They took up a position by the conduit of the upper pool, which is at the highway of the laundryman's field. Then Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the household, Shebna the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, came out to him. So the Rabshakeh said to them,
"Please, say to Hezekiah, this is what the king of Assyria, says. What is the basis for your confidence? You are saying, 'I have a strategy and the power to wage war,' but these are empty words. In whom have you put trust so that you dare to rebel against me? Look, you trust in the support of this crushed reed Egypt, which, if a man should lean on it, would enter into his palm and pierce it. That is the way Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is to all those who trust in him. And if you should say to me, 'We trust in Jehovah our God,' is he not the one whose high places and altars Hezekiah has removed, while he says to Judah and Jerusalem, 'You should bow down before this altar'? So now, make this wager, please, with my lord, the king of Assyria. I will give you 2,000 horses, if you are able to find enough riders for them. How, then, could you drive back even one governor who is the least of my lord's servants, while you put your trust in Egypt for chariots and for horsemen? Now is it without authorization from Jehovah that I have come up against this land to destroy it? Jehovah himself said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'"
At this, Eliakim and Shebna and Joah said to the Rabshakeh,
"Speak to your servants, please, in the Aramaic language, for we can understand it. Do not speak to us in the language of the Jews, in the hearing of the people on the wall."
But the Rabshakeh said,
"Is it just to your lord and to you that my lord sent me to speak these words? Is it not also to the men who sit on the wall, those who will eat their own excrement and drink their own urine along with you?"
Then the Rabshakeh stood and called out loudly in the language of the Jews, saying,
"Hear the word of the great king, the king of Assyria. This is what the king says: Do not let Hezekiah deceive you, for he is not able to rescue you. And do not let Hezekiah cause you to trust in Jehovah by saying, 'Jehovah will surely rescue us, and this city will not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria.' Do not listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says: Make peace with me and surrender, and each of you will eat from his own vine and from his own fig tree, and will drink the water of his own cistern, until I come and take you to a land like your own land, a land of grain and new wine, a land of bread and vineyards. Do not let Hezekiah mislead you by saying, 'Jehovah will rescue us.' Have any of the gods of the nations rescued their land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? And have they rescued Samaria out of my hand? Who, among all the gods of these lands, have rescued their land out of my hand, so that Jehovah should rescue Jerusalem out of my hand?"
But they kept silent and did not say a word to him in reply, for the order of the king was, "You must not answer him." But Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, who was in charge of the household, Shebna the secretary, and Joah, son of Asaph, the recorder, came to Hezekiah with their garments ripped apart and told him the words of the Rabshakeh.